The schedule, the job, the kids. Take some time just for you. It's Sunday Mornings with Dee Daniels on B101.5, powered by Mary Washington Healthcare, one of D.C.'s best hospitals that isn't in D.C. It's in Fredericksburg, Mary Washington Hospital, here for you. And now, Dee Daniels.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to the show that is all about you and your life and your world. Very excited this week to have a special guest in the studio. First time guest on the Sunday morning show. April Birch is here, paraprofessional for the pre-K program at Conway Elementary School. And I had a chance to meet April a while back at a very interesting event, and we'll tell you a little bit about that. But first, April, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for including me at, during Autism Awareness Month.
Yeah, this is exciting. I was so hopeful we could get you in before the month was over, and here we are at the end of Autism Awareness Month, but something that I think is important for us to be aware about all year long, certainly, but a great time to be educated about what is going on in our community. Yes. And what is going on around us with these amazing kids that are dealing with autism and their families. Not only do you work over at Conway Elementary School in Stafford County with the pre-K program there, but you also have autistic children yourself.
I do. Two amazing autistic children. Yes.
So tell us a little bit about your beginnings as a parent with autistic children.
Sure.
And then let's maybe transition a little into what you do over at Conway.
I have two beautiful, beautiful boys. Let's start with I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old. And my 7-year-old, when he was about a year and a half, 2 years old, wasn't developing as quickly or as closely to his peers. So I started wondering, what's going on? Why is he not crawling? Why is he not talking? He was just getting further and further behind. And I had a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Sarah. She was very honest with me. She said, look, you could go get him tested. Stafford County provides, or even the state provides, testing for this sort of thing. And if he's found to be delayed, they'll let you know and they'll give you some help. And I thought, well, okay, it's worth a shot. I might as well see what's out there. So we went forward and got him tested. Meanwhile, my other son, who was 4 and a half at the time, was developing very quickly, had an amazing vocabulary. He was quirky and had a lot going on for him. So he's kind of on my radar too for doing other things with what we call flapping and other kind of behaviors that were just kind of strange.
I've heard that before. What does that mean exactly?
Flapping. That's a very good question. Flapping is basically when a child uses their hands or their arms.
Gotcha.
To do a lot of movement.
Yes.
And it's usually found when they're under a lot of stress or having anxiety, when mm-hmm. they don't know what's going on. They use their fingers or their hands, or maybe they do something called stemming, which is where they're maybe walking back and forth quickly or walking in circles. It's basically their way to kind of calm themselves. We do a lot of neurotypical people, I say. I really don't even like using that term, but people like you and I, we do biting our nails, we tap our pencils, mm-hmm. We play with our hair, and that it kind of helps us relieve stress.
Mm-hmm.
Flapping and stemming for children with autism does the same sort of thing. It basically allows them to focus in on what they need to do and get rid of some anxiety. So I'm watching my two boys go through all of this, and my youngest one went to what we call a child find, and they do a lot of testing, and they said, okay, well, he is qualifying now. We've gone through a ton of tests. He's qualifying now for developmentally delay. And I said, okay, so what do we do now? So they said, well, we have this program, this pre-K program that we can place him into with peers of his same age group that are neurotypical, that they can kind of mimic each other, and you'll have a structured curriculum, and this will help him. It's an early intervention. It helps him in the early years to kind of prepare himself and to keep developing a little quicker, to keep pushing them forward. So I said, okay, that sounds great. So now I have this child that's in this wonderful program, and then I have another one who is kind of academically amazing. He's brilliant, but he's starting to struggle in school. He is having a hard time with friends. He's having a hard time communicating what his needs are. So
his was more like a social, emotional.
Yes. If you think of Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory, he's like a Sheldon.
Exactly. Okay, I get that. Yeah.
So bright. Right. So smart. Academically, just above and beyond. Mm-hmm. But he's socially so awkward, mm-hmm. and he just has a hard time understanding facial expressions,
right.
and getting cues like we always normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's getting further and further behind. So I talked to the pediatrician, and my pediatrician said, let's do some testing here. So here we are. He is now 9 years old, third grade. He also falls on the autism spectrum. And they're both amazing. I wish that every parent could just sit back and watch children with autism, because they're so fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much going on, the way their brains work and the things that they can see. And it's just, they have their struggles. Absolutely, they have their struggles. But they're brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that can't speak.
Yes.
They have so much going on in those brains.
Yes.
That it is amazing to watch them and kind of see how their brains are functioning. It's just cool.
It's
just
interesting amazing. Because, I feel like, you know, you kind of look at a child on the autism spectrum and you say, okay, well, maybe they're not completely developed in this area, but they're like super crazy developed, way above where some adults will ever be,
right,
in another area. It's very interesting. And I remember growing up with my mom would babysit amazing boy that had that has autism, and he was just unbelievable. And so I got to see a lot of him up close and personal.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
One of the things that he would do all the time that would just like floor us all. And he had so many other things, wonderful things going on, too. But one of the things he would do was he for some, I don't know where he stored this information, because it was so much. But somehow he would know every person that he would ever meet. He would know their first name, last name, date of birth. He could remember your birthday.
Yes, yes.
He would also remember the make and model of your car.
Wow.
And any cars that you ever had. So he remembered every car I ever had since I was 19 years old. And he remembered exactly what the car did. He could memorize a car manual, mm-hmm. very quickly.
Wow.
And so he would see you 10 years later and rattle off
yes.
things about your car from 1997.
Their brains are huge, aren't they? They're amazing.
Where do you put this information?
Yes. Yes.
And you're right. I do. I wish the same thing. I wish that you could just sit down and experience a child with autism and just take in what they're offering, because it really is something special.
It really is. It very much is. My I gotta brag on my kids for a second.
Why not?
My 9-year old could tell you anything you ever needed to know about astrophysics.
Wow.
I can't. I've never experienced anything
like that. I
don't
even know how to spell astrophysics. I mean,
he is teaching me things. It's amazing. It's amazing. And then my other son, he could tell you every country of the world.
Oh, wow.
Its capital, its flag, what it looks like. He could draw it for you. And then he could tell you every region of every country, like a county or region. And it's amazing.
That's crazy.
He's teaching himself how to speak Russian and how to write Russian. And
wow.
He's 7 years old.
Oh.
7 years old. So, yeah, so you can see the gears turning in these kids. And my 7-year old, the one who's interested in Russian,
mm-hmm.
he didn't speak for years. He was way, that was one of his big signs that he was way behind. He wasn't speaking. And it took a program like the pre-K program that he was in to help kind of bring that out of him. And he still struggles.
Mm-hmm.
He's going through many, many therapies to help all this. But to see, I mean, just because he has a little speech delay or maybe a big speech delay, but you can see these other amazing things that he's doing. It's just all of those kids. They're just amazing.
That is unbelievable. April Birch is my guest this week, and it is Autism Awareness Month, and we have been talking a lot about that. A lot of information on our website, if you want to check that out there at b1015.com. We're also going to talk a lot about some things that are going on in our community and some ways that you can educate yourself throughout this show. So if you know someone who could use that information, I would encourage you to then take this show, which will be available online and on our podcast as well, and share it with someone. They would appreciate that, I'm sure. April works over at Conway Elementary School, and I want to talk about some of the things going on there. I had the chance to meet April, and I just want to squeeze this in because I mentioned it at the beginning of the show.
This is the best.
Isn't this the most interesting how the universe works in really mysterious, interesting ways?
Right.
And so this is a fun story, but you actually won a car in a contest that we were doing, which was so random. So you may have thought to yourself, I've heard that name April Birch before. Yes, she was one of our big winners at a contest we were holding over at Pohanka, and they had a big car giveaway, and we were part of that, and April actually won the car. But then you turned around and gave the car back?
Yes. It's a great story. My eldest son and I were listening. We always listen to the morning show, B101.5, always. And we started hearing this, oh, you could win a free lease for a car, Pohanka Nissan of Fredericksburg. And my son kept saying, Mom, call in. You need to call in and get it registered. And I said, okay. So we called in and I got registered and we thought, whoa, that's so cool. I'm going to win a free car, you know, but who really wins a free car?
Who wins a free car?
Wins? Who does that
exactly
happen to? So currently at that time, my husband and I had just paid off our vehicles. So we were thinking, man, what are we going to do if we win this car?
If we actually win, yeah.
We're daydreaming. So, excuse me, we show up at this event. So it was like a month-long event. We show up at the end of this event at Pohanka Nissan of Fredericksburg, and you guys have this beautiful tent out. There's balloons going on, and we see this beautiful Nissan Rogue, cherry fire engine red. It's beautiful. And you guys are drawing names out of a hat, and we got down to the last 10 people, and I was one of the last 10 people.
Which was cool in itself, right?
So cool. You guys were giving away a lot of other prizes, like the wonderful coffee.
Exactly.
Yes. And so I made it to the last 10. And I think there were four or five people ahead of me, and you had to reach in the bag and pull out a key fob and then hit the alarm button on it. And if the alarm went off, then you won the car. And so there was three or four people ahead of me, and I'm getting nervous. I'm kind of shaky, and I reach into this bag, pull out a key fob, and it just happened to be it. So I win this car, and then my husband and I, we drove the car, and it's fantastic. It's certainly better than the car that I was driving.
Right.
But we knew at this time our son's school, Conway Elementary School, was struggling to bring money in for a very specific program that is so very important to my son. So we asked Tim Pohanka from Pohanka Nissan if he would mind donating just a small amount of money to that program because it needed a little help. And he came back with a humongous check for Conway Elementary School and their autism program. And then on top of that, he matched that that donation and gave it to the VCU Autism for Excellence program, which is another amazing program in the area. So it was just a wonderful opportunity for everybody. And my kid and his school and his programs, they really won out of this whole thing. And
absolutely.
It was so cool.
You're absolutely right. And just so unplanned and just so random in so many ways.
Who wins a car?
Exactly. and so all of us were also floored at Tim Pohanka and what he did.
How generous
just a,
he was.
Yeah, just an amazing thing. April Birch, my guest this week, she is over at Conway Elementary. She's one of the paraprofessionals for the pre-K program there, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. I wanted to quickly mention before we take a break how awesome it was. You mentioned at the beginning of your personal story about your kids and your kids growing up in the early years there and you figuring things out. Your friend, Sarah.
Yes.
How I have heard so many fantastic stories about a friend or a family member that has come to a parent and a scared parent or a parent that doesn't know maybe what's happening with their child. And that's a hard position to be in. But at the same time, to be able to have a really honest friend to come to you and say, hey, let's figure it out. And right. here are some tools that you can use. And you mentioned that she was actually talking about how you can get tested in Stafford County in the state of Virginia as well. Maybe some parents don't know that.
Yes, I didn't know that either. I didn't really know anything about autism or about testing or what sort of things are in the area to help support children with autism and their family members. I had no clue. So she actually has a family member that is on the spectrum. So she was able to identify some of these red flags. And it must have taken a lot of guts to come to me and say, hey, let's talk about this. But as a parent, you have to be willing to kind of take that feedback. And I had no problem with it. I still have no problem with it. I went straight to, what can we do to help this little guy. But yeah, she was very, very amazing. So it takes a little bit of humility as a mom to say, there's something going on here. Let's fix this or let's help fix this. That sort of thing.
The testing process, easy for people to find out how to do
just
that.
Just go to the Stafford County Education website and or ask your teacher or that Child Find, I believe, might be a website. All of that, you can call Stafford County and get the telephone number for Child Find. And what they do this screening. It takes, I want to say, a couple weeks at the least, but it's very in-depth. And they're just testing for skill set, communication, for language skills, they're going to also look at them physically if they're having any hearing problems or sight problems, anything that can disrupt the development or at least what we're seeing as a development for a child. So they take that information, they have several different people that are educated in this area, they kind of mix it around and they say, well, let's start here. And then with a developmental delay diagnosis, and then let's work with your pediatrician, let's work with your teachers now, and let's see where this goes. This could be autism, or this could just be we're behind, or this could be something else. So it's a good thing to start from Child Find and go from there.
It sounds like a really in-depth process, which is what parents need
in
a situation like that. April Birch, my guest this week. We'll have more with her after the break.
The whole experience is surreal.
Ellen Saunders, a high school teacher, was experiencing chronic fatigue, so she decided to see her doctor.
I said, I got to make an appointment. So I went in for a complete physical and just described the symptoms, and they did lots of tests. One of the final ones was a colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy revealed a cancerous tumor.
When they say colon cancer, I was like, wow, what can they do? How can they help me with it? It's a treatable cancer if it's caught early. I just would urge, if it's yourself or you know somebody 50 or older, or if you're having symptoms, go to the doctor.
Ellen sought help from the team at Mary Washington Healthcare Regional Cancer Center.
I think you can go get good medical care lots of places, but the combination of being able to empathize and show genuine concern for you and your family, it's priceless.
Mary Washington Healthcare, here for you.
Now back to Sunday Mornings with Dee Daniels on B101.5.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome back to the show. April Birch, my guest this week. We're talking right here at the end of Autism Awareness Month, and she is a paraprofessional at Conway Elementary School for the pre-K program there. I've been teasing that the whole time, so let's talk a little bit about the pre-K program.
Sure.
April, it's a big program. There's a lot going on and really a huge opportunity for the kids there to not only experience some one-on-one time to learn and develop, but also you're talking about this with the peers.
Right.
This is really a fantastic way for these kids to be able to mimic other kids that are the same age and things like that, and really see something completely different that a lot of people may not know is available there. It's a great program.
Yep. Pre-K programs in general are very important. It helps prepare kids for school. It helps give them a social interaction. At the same time, the pre-K program at Conway Elementary School in Stafford County has many, many, many programs like this. It's this program specifically is set up for developmentally delayed children and peers that that the developmentally delayed children can mimic. So you have these children that have delays in some areas, maybe speech, maybe socially, and then you have their peers at the same age that are academically very on point. They very good communicators. They are learning their ABCs properly. The writing skills, something as easy as cutting with scissors. So you have these typical neurotypical children, and then you have developmentally delayed children that are now mimicking what these other children are doing. And so there's a set curriculum, there's a lot of structure to it, but that what's happening here is that these developmentally delayed children are learning great skills from not only the teachers and their paraprofessionals and the curriculum in general, but they're seeing these other kids their age and they're saying, well, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And they're learning how to interact with kids their age, which is so very important, especially for children that may turn, you know, that may eventually have a diagnosis of autism, which not all developmentally delayed children will, mm-hmm. but some will as well. But it's also important for the peers, because the peers are getting to learn more tolerance. Mm-hmm. They are learning more acceptance. And so this is going to carry out through their school career.
Yeah.
And then in turn into society in general.
Absolutely.
Which is amazing. I've never heard of this kind of program until I came to Stafford County. And Stafford County has just set it up right.
Yeah.
And it's becoming so big and so important in our community that what I understand, it's starting to spread. Mm-hmm. We're getting more classrooms. They're actually thinking about possibly buying, or I don't know, renting. I'm not sure how the county does it, but gaining two extra buildings so that they can possibly have more of these classrooms, because we're getting such a need in the area.
I hear so many fantastic things about Stafford County and Stafford County schools, and just the wonderful things they are doing to grow and develop, and to be really inclusive with a lot of the things that they're doing. I'm always so impressed with what they're doing. I wanted to ask you a question about the pre-K program. You were talking about this peer section where kids that are developmentally delayed, that's hard to say.
Yes, it is. It's very big words.
It is. That they can watch their peers of the same age and sort of mimic some of that behavior. Mm-hmm. And that is they can learn some of those skills by doing that. I'm just curious, what is the long-term effect of that? Are they able to mimic that those skills and those behaviors, and they can then learn them themselves and yes. keep them as a skill? Do they have to keep watching that to be able to do it again?
Not
or how does that
work? Most of the time, and every child is different, of course, they're seeing these skills, cutting with scissors, writing their names and stuff like that, using a pencil correctly, which of course the teachers and the paraprofessionals are hand in hand working with. But they're using as they're seeing these skills, these kids are amazing and so bright, but they're soaking it in. Mm-hmm. They're absorbing it, and they're going to be able to turn that around and have a more successful education. And they're not 99% of them will be able to retain it.
Right.
The thing about autism is sometimes with autism, sometimes they can digress a little bit.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a two steps forward, one step back, mm-hmm. two steps forward, one step back sort of thing.
You've seen that firsthand with your own
children. With my own children, yeah. Okay. Now, that's not always the case.
Sure.
But that's one of the big red flags that you see when you're testing. So you're seeing, but these kids are mimicking their peers, and they're learning all these wonderful social skills, and they'll be able to basically digest it and utilize it for the rest of their lives. It's amazing.
What is so interesting to me, I don't know who came up with the peer system with this, but
brilliant, isn't it?
Right.
Brilliant.
I'm thinking to myself, at some point you had to make the shift when whoever came up with this, which is just fantastic. At some point you had to make the shift of realizing, okay, it's not just going to be the adults as the teachers and the paraprofessionals. Once we brought in other kids same age, what a difference I bet they started to see in some of these developing skills.
Right, exactly. Back back in, I want to say, the 1960s, children that had developmental delay or just were a little quirky, they weren't, before the 1960s, they weren't getting an education.
Right.
They would have to get it from their home. Mm-hmm. They couldn't, it wasn't, the federal government hadn't set up the ability for schools to be able to provide this. But once, I think it was 1975, they, 1968 or something, was the ADA, American Disabilities Act. Mm-hmm. And then back in the 1970s, they said, okay, well, now we need to pull this together and make more focus for children who have to focus on the children and for their schools. And so they did another act. I believe it was the IDEA Act. It's I can't remember the exact words, but this act enabled the school system. They're forcing the school system to say, you're going to have to figure out a way to teach to these children.
Yes.
Because they deserve a fair education.
Absolutely.
Just like every neurotypical mm-hmm. person, or you know, any person that has a disability deserves a fair
education. Absolutely.
So now it's all been refocused, I think, back in 2013 to even be more helpful. So the federal government really kind of set it up for us, and they gave us a guideline, and then the states and the local areas can build on that. And I think that's what we see Stafford County do, is they said, well, great, we have these guidelines, but let's improve on them. Let's have this peer program where these kids are helping, and it's good for everyone, mm-hmm. good for everybody involved. It's
absolutely
amazing.
April Birch is with Conway Elementary School, and she's with us today this week as we're talking, of course, the month of April. I don't know how we worked that out with your name, by the way, but we did. That was weird. but the month of April, of course, is Autism Awareness Month, and I was really glad we could fit her in before the end of the month to talk about a lot of this and so many fantastic things that are available in our community. And speaking of, I want us to mention some of the other things that that are available in our community for those that are for parents that have kids with autism and maybe don't know about some of these things that are available. You know, it's all about educating ourselves,
yeah.
and getting more information and finding out how we can help others. So this is the portion of the show you might want to write some of these things down.
Those are good ones.
Yeah, and go research those a little bit more later, or pass them on to a friend if they need this. But one of those on the list here, I know we talked a lot about Stafford County. One of those, though, Paragon Autism Services, we mm-hmm. have talked with them many, many times, and they work with us here at the station on many things. Really, they do wonderful things.
Yes, they do. They actually have a free meeting. I believe it's twice a month, where you get to. They provide daycare during this, and it's at night, so it's after school hours, after ABA hours, OT, all the stuff that usual that usually parents need. So they have these meetings twice a month, I believe, and they go over things that parents with children. Parents that have children with autism ask so many questions. There's so much going on. And then they also, at the same time, they can help you kind of navigate the, when you're trying to get Medicare for your child, mm-hmm. they can help you navigate how to navigate through like the waivers. There's certain waivers that you need in order to apply for Medicare and Medicaid or to accept it. So they have so many different classes. And then also at the same time, Paragon, once a month they have a Lego night, and it's amazing and brilliant. They invite children with autism there and their siblings to come and to play with Legos and to have a social hour with other children, which also helps include everybody's learning how to be inclusive, and it's amazing. So that's Paragon is a great resource. Not only for, they provide ABA therapy, but they also have a lot of free programs,
yeah.
that would help with other parents, help the parents.
One of these months, could I be one of your kids' siblings just to come to Lego night? Just because.
How cool is that?
Come on. I just, that sounds like a lot.
Who doesn't want to play with Lego?
Of fun. I can't even. Like, I need to get in on this. One of the other resources that we wanted to mention, Moms in Motion.
Oh, Moms in Motion is great. They also, they're volunteers, they're moms with children with autism. And what they have done is they have navigated the system also to get these waivers. they have a, the, you get a phone, you can call them, and the one of the moms in motion will call you back, and they will help you step by step fill out a form, or if you have questions about it, on how to get resources from the state. They are amazing, very helpful. They call you anytime you need. And if you have a question just in general about autism, hey, I don't understand what's going on here. Can I help? Can I get some help? Somebody will call you and say, well, my opinion is that this is what's going on, mm-hmm. or that sort of thing. And they're, I believe it's a nonprofit organization. They're amazing. Moms in Motion.
I want to squeeze this one in before we're out of time. The cooking autism program, this sounds like it's so much fun for kids, and they could probably learn just a great deal in this.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, this is a startup program. What this is basically cooking is so very important. Children with autism, they have a hard time eating. There's a lot of sensory issues that go along with this. Mm-hmm. Smell, taste, touch. There's things that are crunchy usually work, things that are starchy that usually work. But when you come around to proteins and other things, it gets very tricky. So what cooking with autism is, it would help provide classes for these teachers to be able to implement a cooking class like Conway Elementary has, a cooking class that would allow these children to kind of help not only with the sensory issues, but it also helps with communication, mm-hmm. to learn verbally how to speak, that sort of thing. So, excuse me, this program sets that up. It's still in the very early phases, but the heart behind it is to help gather finances and donations to be able to provide funding to these classrooms to be able to have that sort of program in their autism programs.
It sounds awesome. If you're looking it up to help support that program, how would they what's the best way to search that to find that?
The best way is probably the website is still under construction.
Okay.
So we have an email address. It's giving@cookingautism.org. And my husband is IT, and he's got the brains and the wheels working on all of it. But that way, we'd also like to kind of help support us. We'd like to come and kind of present in front of the Stafford County and the Board of Supervisors and that sort of thing to kind of help kind of lean on them a little bit for some more support.
Sure.
For Stafford County. Everything doesn't get paid for. Unfortunately, the finances only go so far.
Sure.
So that's where Cooking Autism kind of comes into play. We'd like to be able to help each school in Stafford County and not only just Stafford County, but in Fredericksburg and King George and any of the surrounding areas to be able to support their cooking needs and their autism programs.
It sounds like it will be amazing. And, you know, you already got to kind of visualize a lot of that and see maybe how awesome it would be to have this program in all of Stafford County schools.
Thank you. It's
and
amazing.
Then grow from there.
It's so cool to see these kids go from A to B to even small steps in what they're eating and what they're communicating and what their likes are. It's great to see these kids growing because of programs like these.
And the email address is giving@cookingautism.org.
That's correct.
There's another thing that we don't have time to mention, but I just want to mention the name. It's called Project Search.
Amazing.
Which is a 9-month internship, mm-hmm. and it sounds also amazing. So do a Google search with that and you'll find that. And I'm sure if you are looking for April Birch, you can probably find her through that same email.
Yep. giving@cookingautism.org.
Very good. giving@cookingautism.org, because I have a feeling if you have questions or something you want to say, she would love to talk to you.
Oh, I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
April, this has been so much fun, and it's great to have you on the show. I hope we can do it again sometime
soon. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dee.
Your emails are always welcome. If you have questions or comments about today's show or an idea for a future program, email Dee, that's D-E-E, at B1015.com. Sunday Mornings with Dee is powered by Mary Washington Healthcare, one of D.C.'s best hospitals that isn't in D.C. It's in Fredericksburg, Mary Washington Hospital, here for you. The thoughts, comments, statements, and opinions of the host and guest are their own, and not necessarily those of Centennial Broadcasting, B101.5, or station management. Thanks for listening to Sunday Mornings with Dee Daniels on B101.5.
The whole experience is surreal.
Ellen Saunders, a high school teacher, was experiencing chronic fatigue, so she decided to see her doctor.
I said, I got to make an appointment. So I went in for a complete physical and just described the symptoms. And they did lots of tests, one of the final ones was a colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy revealed a cancerous tumor.
When they say colon cancer, I was like, wow, what can they do? How can they help me? It's a treatable cancer if it's caught early. I just would urge, if it's yourself or you know somebody 50 or older, or if you're having symptoms, go to the doctor.
Ellen sought help from the team at Mary Washington Healthcare Regional Cancer Center.
I think you can go get good medical care lots of places, but the combination of being able to empathize and show genuine concern for you and your family, it's priceless.
Mary Washington Healthcare, here for you.